Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويا قومي ما لي أدعوكم إلى النجاة وتدعونني إلى النار صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, in this dunya that we live in, there are only two categories of people, two types of individuals. Although we have many people of different religious backgrounds, we have people who follow different ideologies, but if we were to simplify everything as the Quran has simplified it for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ. In this dunya, there are only two categories of people. One group is the group that will invite you to Jahannam, and they will invite you to the actions of Jahannam. One group is a group that invites you towards Jahannam and to the a'mal of Jahannam, to the actions that lead you to Jahannam. And another group of people is a group that invites you to Jannah and to the a'mal of Jannah, to the actions of Jannah. This sabak and lesson is very important for us to learn. You can be educated, you can have a lot of qualifications, but if you don't know your basics, then it will be very difficult for a person to understand why he is here in this dunya. So two types of people, a group that is inviting you to Jahannam and another group that is worrying about you and showing you the path to Jannah. That is why Shaitan, he had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give me a bit of power. And that power is that give me a long life so that I take with me also from the children of Adam alayhi salam with me to my final destination. This is the maqsad of shaitan. The children of Adam alayhi salam, they come with me also in my final destination. So he knows what is the final destination. And so we are living in a world in which every day we have to make a choice. Every day when we wake up, there is something that we have to choose. We have to make the right choices in life, which is very, very important, my brothers. The right choice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make the right choice, the right decision. Why? There is one strength or weakness in a human being. This can also be translated as great strength, and it can also be translated as weakness. That Allah has created insan, and insan in his nature, he is that creature that wants to imitate. He is an imitative creature. What kind of a creature is he? Imitative creature. Iski fitrat mein, in his nature, he likes to copy. In simple words. Once upon a time, Evington Road, I remember, back in the days, it was very different. Do you remember, brothers? Are you guys from Leicester? Yes? Do you remember how Evington Road was? Never mind low profile, but very different. You had all sorts of shops there. But then one person opened up a restaurant, a fast food takeaway. Insan is imitative creature. He thinks, oh, how can he become a millionaire so fast? Let me also get into the burger industry. Quickly also I should get a bit of a tip and a bit of a share. Another shop opens up. And he wants to imitate more. Another guy thinks that, yaar, chicken to kamal hai, Hazrat chicken. It's chicken to kamal hai, kya hai? Let me put my fair share of chickens here in this corner. So insan is very imitative. A lady will see at somebody's house, beautiful kitchen. She'll come home and say, have you seen Abdul Bhai's kitchen? Beautiful, eh? That's it. Iski fitrat, you see the fitrat of insan. He's a copycat. Man or a woman? Man different. A man might see someone in a nice lovely car and he might sit inside and say, oh ho, yaar, I didn't even think this car was like that. Now it's in the back of the mind. You know, one day I'll get this machine. One day I'll get this. This is the fitrat of insan. Insan likes to copy. And this copying and imitating can be his strength or can be his weakness. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan and Allah knows how insan is, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear, abundantly clear, that make sure you are going to choose the right thing. The choice that I have given you, make sure it is the right things that you are capturing. Right things. That is why you see, my respected brothers, all of this high market fashion, high street fashion industry, your Gucci's and your Louis Vuitton and what else? But you are saying, Maulana, you are the only one who likes dunya. We don't like dunya. We don't know nothing what you're talking about. Your Armani's and all these brand names. So what are all these brand names? See, brand name, you become a brand by people in their nature. When you spread the message and that's it, they start also in masses buying it and talking about it, promoting it, and you know, then this brand gets expensive and you sell it even more and people are ready to buy it. Pagal ki tarah log to kharidte hain. So this, you know, brand industry that you see, people want to have their own brand. Why? That's where the money is. Because people are going to copy. People want this. When they see someone doing it, they will also want to follow it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be very careful. There are two types of people in this dunya. Who are you chasing? And who are you following? Are you following people who are going to give you a free ticket to Jahannam? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has openly mentioned this in the Quran, that you will also have leaders who are the leaders of countries, and a prime minister, a president, a leader. And what is the attitude? They will be calling you towards Jahannam. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. And Allah is saying that they will be a'imma, as in your leaders. They will forcefully pass such laws and legislations that you will not be given a choice. You will have no choice. But you will have to go through that corridor of Jahannam. That you will see. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. So you get all sorts of people. So as Muslims, we have to be very, very careful. Who are we going to follow? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in many verses of the Quran, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاتِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. Anbiya, they would say to their followers, what is the matter with you people? We are calling you to najat, to salvation, to jannah. وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And you are calling me to Jahannam? How can that be? I am calling you to Jannah, I am calling you to salvation, and you are calling me to Jahannam? Does that make sense? And so, my respected brothers and elders, who are we following? Today, I have seen one thing for sure, Allah save us. It's not the case for everyone, but so many parents that come to us. A Muslim child that goes to college and university, his attitude totally changes. One is about your education, and one is about you becoming a professional. One is about you getting education. That is absolutely fine. But what is haram in your education is this attitude that you are showing to the parents, to the family. Subhanallah. So many parents tell me, Maulana Sahab, my son was in my control, my daughter was in my control. The minute she went to college, university, khatam. Achhe achhe log bichare. The minute she goes to college, university, finished. And look how many people come to listen to the bayan. We don't care about detoxifying ourselves to listen to what Allah and His Rasul is saying. You are never given an opportunity to hear and to do your own islah. People don't get that opportunity. People don't want to listen. And when you don't want to listen, you have this attitude, you know, this follow the crowd attitude, following the crowd. This herd mentality. Janwaro ki tarah, you know, when one animal is walking in one direction, the rest follow. The rest follow. Subhanallah. Follow the crowd. So we have to be very careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us that the greatest brand, I am sending to you. Al-Iyazu Billah, what are all these kuffar names to this name? The biggest name I am going to send to you. Your excitement should only be with this name. Ya Allah, what is this name? Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is this name?
Muhammad.
The biggest brand. And what brand did he come with? Sunnah. What brand did he come with? The Sunnah. Khalas. Until we as Muslims don't take pride in wearing a short izar. You see this izar? See how short it is? You see? Yeah? You take pride in wearing izar like this. Yeah? You look at some of our leaders when you watch news, you see I was recently watching the Pakistani delegation that came. That was meeting, I don't know who it was, but all of them in a three-piece suit. Main kaha yaar, inko dekho. This is our Pakistani brothers. Imran Khan was the only person wearing his traditional salwar kurta. Everything, you have to show who you are. Your brand, your beard, your brand. It's my brand. Your khushbu, your ittar, your jabba, that is your brand. Your adhan is your brand. Your salah is your brand. A woman wearing a face veil, niqab, is your brand. A scarf, brand. She's wearing an abaya, a brand. Walking very proudly. And until you don't feel I am superior, then you, jisko dubur dhona nahi aata hai. You are the superior people. Wa antumul a'laun. Allah is saying, you are a'laun. This ummah is the highest. You know how to sleep, you know how to eat, you know how to drink, you know how to speak, you know how to do business, you know how to get married, you know how to look after your children, you know everything. How did you know all that? How did you know that? The brand. Does Gucci tell you, your Armani tell you how to eat? These, most of them are all homosexuals anyway, a lot of them. All badmash kisam ke log. Do they tell you what is objective morality, what is good, what is right? These brands that we want to put on. I'm not saying it's jais or not jais. That's up to you, mashallah. You have the money you want to spend in your quality, whatever. You know, that's fine, no problem. Bhai, achhe kapre pehno. But what I'm saying, my respected brothers, the greatest is the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The biggest brand for the Muslims is Sunnah. Yes, Muhammad, but the Sunnah. The Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biggest brand. Until we don't think like that, my respected brothers, we are vulnerable. Nobody here is safe because of the fitna. Nobody here is safe. Everything about your sunnah, that is so important. Very openly, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu ummati yadkhulun al-jannah. He said to his companions that, you know, everyone from my ummah is going to go to Jannah. Sahaba got very happy. But then he said, Illa man aba. But there are some people from my ummah who don't want to go to Jannah. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who doesn't want to go to Jannah? Who is saying no? Who doesn't want to go to Jannah? So, he said, Man ata'ani, the one who follows my sunnah is wanting to go to Jannah. And the one who does not want to follow my sunnah wishes to go to Jahannam. So he will go to Jahannam. Because if he's not following me, then every other ideology is false. Every other ideology is totally false. You are going to be influenced. No human being can come in this dunya and say, I am not influenced. Koi aisa nahi hai. I remember we went to, in town and, to one shop, Jordan's. Kya hai? Jordan's ki shop hai. Kya hai? Jordan, wo Nike Jordan. And they, these Jordans, are being sold for 300, 400, 500 pounds ke trainers. Conic. People are buying it. Why? Insan is copycat. He likes to imitate. There was a time when we went to India, mashallah, everyone would dress up with tahzeeb modestly. Even the Hindu community would dress up appropriately. Today when you go to India and especially these capital cities, the dressing code of the Indian women can put the Western women to shame. Ye kiski barkat? Kiski barkat? Huh? Kiski barkat bhai? Huh? TikTok. Ye kiski barkat? TikTok. A lady who is in the Gamra, in the village, she's got her TikTok video open. She thinks, if I'm going to follow this actress, and if I'm going to be nude as her, I'm going to be progressive, people will like me, I will have rain, this money will rain on me, I will become rich. So let me follow all these actors and actresses. Mujhe hal mein kuch do teen aise cases aaye ke Mauli sahab, you know, we got this lady from this part, this region. They don't even know anything, but this is what they were doing. Hare Allah. And you are quite shocked how even in places what we call dihat, rural areas, where garibi people are, you know, fakro faka, don't have money. But how shaitan has created all these gadgets to make sure that they also are those that will call upon Jahannam, and they do a'mal that will take them to Jahannam. You know, there is one hadith which you have heard, but it is an incredible hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajeebo gharib hadith. He said to Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in, that a time will come upon my ummah, which is towards the day of Qiyamah, that they will want to follow the Western world and the ghair, shibran bi shibrin, zira'an bi zira'in, span by span, cubit by cubit. Imagine Allah's Nabi had to describe this by measurements. Ajeeb. So Sahaba said, what do you mean? And then he actually gave an example. He said, لَوْ دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ جُهْرِ ضَبِّن تَبِعْتُمُوهُمْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُمْ. That if one of them was to put their head inside the lizard's hole. You know, you have a lizard, and lizard makes its own house underground. Now, what is the logic for you to put your head down in the ground? Is there any logic by? Huh? You looking inside the hole. What is the logic? But if they are doing it, my ummah will also want to follow them. They will also want to put the head down. Come on. They are doing it, we want to follow them. We are not proud of who we are. تَبِعْتُمُهُمْ. You know, and you will. And this is what exactly was happening in Qatar. Ye khabis Lineker Leicester ka. Badmash. Khabis. Taking, when it comes to taking money of Qatar and the Arab world, it's all fine. They with two hands take money. Two hands. You know the problem with the Muslim community today, we don't know how to respond. We don't know how to respond. We are too scared. Too scared. too scared. Look at Israel ka leader Benjamin Netanyahu. See how he speaks openly, without any fear, talks, hammers the Arabs for a six out of the stadium, openly talks. And our Muslim leaders, yes, but we want the West to also respect our culture. Rabbi, is how you respond? Pali, pali, soft, soft. Yes, you see, we were speaking to Gary Lineker, we wanted a meeting with him, but he didn't give us a meeting. Hi, subhanallah. Hi, aise mauke par to Zulfikar Ali Bhutto yaad aata hai. Pakistan ka Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. The father of Benazir Bhutto. You know, you remember guys like him. Isse to achhe bichare five pillars wale, the normal bichara individuals, journalists, five pillars and Muhammad Hijab and, you know, Daniel Hakikatu, bichara, all good people, you know, speak. Subhanallah. Isse to ye achhe. And this is the problem with the Muslim community today. Subhanallah. Sahaba Kiram Ajmain were very strong people, my respected brothers. What do you think? Very, very powerful people. They were not aise log. But anyway, Allah's Nabi is saying that they will also put their head down in a lizard's hole. What is the logic of a person putting his head down in a lizard's hole, looking for a lizard or what? He will also follow. But it doesn't end there. You know what comes in the hadith, my respected brothers? Sometimes it's even difficult for me to speak about this hadith sitting here on the pulpit. There are some children that are here also. But what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be that they will do zina with the mother. The boy will do zina with the mother. My ummah will also do it, following them. In a way, Allah's Nabi, in a very subtle way, is saying that this will also be legalized. People will become so liberal-minded, so independent. Never mind your homosexuality. Forget that. Put your homosexuality on one side. The barriers which are saving you, that I am closely related. In Islam, we have what we call mahram and ghair mahram concept. This entire barrier of, you know, related by blood will be dismantled. Allah's Nabi is saying. There will be no such thing that you can marry this person and you can't marry this person. No such thing. A time is about to come. In fact, in European nations now, countries like Luxembourg and, you know, other many countries, you'll find that especially if a person is baligh, you know, he is over 18, then there is no crime in your incestual relationship. No crime. No crime whatsoever. And this is still happening. And Allah's Nabi is saying, this is what the world is going to see. My respected brothers, if we are not going to follow the sunnah, then a time will come that when we open our fridge, there will be pork and alcohol there. This is what's going to happen. If our mothers and sisters are not going to take pride in wearing the abaya and scarves, then may Allah help us. Everyone has changed. The only last group of people which is like a thorn in the neck is the Muslim community. The Muslim community. And the only thing that is protecting us right now is this, the sunnah. And Allah give jazai khair to the ulama. Still holding on. To the ulama. Ulama. Doing as much as they can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders. But inshallah, just to quickly conclude, a few examples that when we are given a choice, what are we to do? When we are given a choice, what are we to do? Of course, we have to know, if you are going to choose this dunya over the hereafter, that would be wrong. If you are going to choose maal over a'mal, you are choosing maal over a'mal. This is wrong. If you are going to choose impermissible over permissible. So all these, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ, Allah is saying these are the boundaries. And the Muslims are people who uphold the boundaries. Now, for an example, when we are given a choice, what are we to do? Sometimes, my respected brothers, the choice is your standard choice of this dunya, your standard choice of this life. That is not a big issue. That is not going to harm you. Sometimes you are going to choose something that is not going to harm you in the hereafter and not going to harm you also in this dunya. In fact, if anything, it will benefit you in this dunya. So, what choices have we got? Here the Shariat says it is open. For an example, you are going to shopping. You know what kind of a bread you need, or the rice you are going to eat, or roti atta you want, and the fruits you need for the house. You're not going to ask Imam Sahab, I'm in the shop, what choices have I got? No, it's not, you know, that is common sense, this is dunya. You go to the shop and you say electrical shop and you are wanting to buy a fridge. You're not going to say, you know, what fridge am I going to buy? You know, Maulana was talking about the right choice. Is this fridge going to be the right choice for me? Is this washing machine going to harm me in the hereafter? No. It's not going to harm you in the hereafter. Here your Bibi Muhtarama is saying, I don't want this washing machine, I want this washing machine. Be like Umar Farooq. He always listens to his wife. And she says this, she will say, yes, Begum Sahiba, yes. So no harm, you know, you are going to decorate your house and you are saying, I want grey, and she says, no, I want cream. You put cream, because she is saying she wants cream. She is the queen of the house. Khatam. So these are choices that is of dunya. It's not going to harm you. Another example is where you have to choose between two things and both are permissible. And both are permissible. Are you listening, my brothers? Yes. So if two things are permissible, what should we be choosing? Preference, where should we have our preference? What should we choose? So for that, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has made life very easy for us. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she is saying, ma khuyira Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bayna amrain. Never did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was he given a choice between two matters, illa akhadha aysarahuma. But he would choose the easiest from the two. If both are permissible, he would choose the easiest from the two. Malam yakun isman. Malam yakun isman. As long as it was not a guna. As long as it was not a guna. So somebody was asking me, Mali Sahab, there is one person in India, he has a lot of money, so he gave all his money to the masjid and to everybody, and he says, when I die, you know, make sure you people do my fatiha. So he gave all his money. He was a wealthy man. Now he hasn't got money for his medication. So he's asking money. See, this is not right. Is it right? It's not right. Arey bhai, bichara aise koi sufi hoga. Kisi ne isko loot liya hoga. Bhai, give it. We will pay fatiha for you. Fatiha pad lenge. So Allah's Nabi is saying, no, whenever I was given a choice between two matters, I would always choose the easiest. You know, some people like to be Sufi at the wrong time. فَإِذَا كَانَ إِثْمًا Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying, if it was a guna, كان أبعد الناس أبعد الناس من. Allah's Nabi was the furthest away from any guna. But this was in two matters which were permissible. For an example, you are traveling in the month of Ramadan. Now you are traveling in the month of Ramadan, and Shariat gives you a choice that you don't have to fast, even if it is the month of Ramadan. So now there is one person who feels that, you know what, you know, I come from Dagestan, for me is no problem, I'm just going to fast. Suffer, oh, suffer, no, I can take it. Yeah? Fine, that's your choice. But there's another person, vichara, you know, for him, actually, if I'm traveling, I want to take ruksati, what is it? The concession that is given. I'm not going to fast, I will do qaza after, because Shariat has already given me the permission. So here, you have a choice. Even if the easiest option for you is not to fast, it's fine. Chup chupa kar kha lene ka kya? Quietly you just put on one side and you eat. It's okay. In case you get people like Umar Farooq, they'll say, oh, Mauli Sahab, I saw you eating samosas. Then he will video record it and send it viral. Ramzan, Mauli Sahab, eating. You see, once I was in Medina Munawwara and we were having breakfast. I was having breakfast with the family. And then my uncle sent me a WhatsApp message. I said, oh, let me read it. You know, he sends me all sorts. I said, chalo. And he sent me a message where I am actually eating there right now. I said, eh? I looked behind and said, who recorded me? They eat me fast. You know, somebody has just recorded and he's gone to all these post people and they say, ah, you see the Imam Sahib is eating right now. You know where he is? He's there. And it's gone all the way around, full swing and then come back to me. Ya Allah. You know, all this is haram. What is it? All this is sending videos, recording somebody without somebody's permission. Everything, all of these things are totally, every time this recording is out, that person is getting guna 24 hours. The amount of people that look at it, they will be getting guna, guna, guna. The more you are dishonoring a person, you will be dishonored. And this is not about dishonor, but you have to be careful. The question is, kitabul izn. Izn is something very, very important. But you have ruksati here, you should have taken ruksati. Now imagine you are traveling. Now if you are traveling, you've got ladies. And sometimes what happens that it's going to be very hard for the ladies to do wuzu here and there. Then sometimes there's an option that you can combine namaz. Isn't combining namaz better than doing qaza? At least it is there with Imam Shafi, Imam Malik and whoever it is. Sometimes, and I'm not saying all the time, you know, you follow the fiqh of whoever you are following. But here you are going to make qaza totally. Totally. Then what it is? So sometimes Allah has given the ummah ease, but we don't want to take the ease. We don't want to take the ease. Subhanallah. Yeah. Masjid, you're going to have a women's area. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, especially we, Hanafis and not Hanafis, astaghfirullah, you know, the Indo-Pak Orthodox type of mentality. I won't mention it because they'll throw me out from this group. They'll say he's a Khariji. Already Hafiz Sulaiman says, I don't know where to fit you. We don't know where you are. So, I don't know where I am. I'm lost myself. But sometimes we are so rigid. We should not be so rigid. Allah's Nabi has made this deen very, very easy. Of course, you follow one imam. No doubt about that. Gee. The third level of choice is between something that is easy and hard. Remember, a lot of the times what happens is that when we are given an opportunity to choose the choices that are in front of us, we have it in our mind that we'll choose something that is easy. Never choose something that is easy. Always choose something that is right. Always choose something that is right. Not something that is easy. So for an example, you know, the bank phones you and says to you, you know, you have been working in this factory now for 20 years. We are going to give you an opportunity to open up your own business. And we will finance you and we will give you so much money, but that is interest related. That is, the bank is giving you money. Now your nafs is saying, you know what, I have a choice, yaar. Kisi ka main gulam bankar rahun. And the bank is giving me money. It's easy for me just to take up money and open up my own business. I've also got my portfolio. I know what to do. All I wanted was just some finance. And I'm going to get that finance. It's so easy for me to get finance. This is easy. It's easy, but Allah will take away barakat from your life. Allah will take away barakat from your life. You'd rather still be working for somebody than to do this. You know, some people, they say, oh, you know what, I can buy properties and give it out, you know, to tenants, and the tenants are paying it, but then you haven't got the capital to buy the properties. So how did you buy the properties? Oh, my 6-7 properties, I went to the bank and the bank have given me, and you know what, who's paying the interest? It's the tenants that are paying the interest for me. I'm just taking it. And after 25, 30 years, you know, I'll have 6 properties. Arebhai, after 25, 30 years, will you be alive? Nobody knows. And number 2, simply by going against the rule of Allah, Allah will wipe out all the barakat from your life. So, ease is not the answer to your choice. What is right is the answer to your choice. And then finally, the different kind of choices that we get. Another choice is between something that is halal and something that is totally haram. What should be our choice? Are HMC. Yaar, ye mera sab baat mein HMC. Right? So you only choose that which is not just food, buy everything. Totally I'm talking about. Something that is halal and something that is haram. If you were given a choice. A lot of the Muslims, unfortunately, because they are not detoxified, their level of iman is not so strong, they can very quickly wiggle themselves into the zones of being haram. Because that hararat, the garmi of iman, you know, it's not there. So for an example, a man is attracted to this woman and this woman is attracted to this man. And they both like each other. This man is obsessed. You know, he really likes this. Can be someone who is young or can be someone who is a bit old. But there is one problem. She is a kafira and he is a Muslim. Or she is a Muslima and he is a kafir. Whatever. But they love each other. They look after each other. They take care of each other. You know, there is so much compatibility. There is understanding with each other. They really feel, mashallah, we gel well. Right? And she or he is not prepared to accept the kalima. So now what they say, what shall we do? A mu'min, a believer, will always side with the right choice. And that is, he will say to the woman, or the woman will say to the man, look, thank you, jazakallah, as from now, you can't come to me and I can't come to you. Please, don't even phone me, don't text me, nothing. Because there is no way for us to get married. The condition is that there has to be the shart of iman and you are not a believer, so sorry, it's not going to work. Finished. This is what you call the right decision. What is it? The right? But a lot of people don't even make that simple decision. And another scenario, for an example, a Muslim man wants to marry a Muslim lady and both are fine. So what's the problem? Two people want to get married, there's no problem. But there is one problem. She is saying, not now, we can't get married. Not now, we can't get married. The other guy is saying, you know what, not now, you can't get married. We don't want to get married right now. But Shaitan is opening the doors of them. It's okay, delay your marriage, but don't delay your zina. What does Shaitan say? Delay your marriage, but don't delay your zina. Live like husband and wife, delay the nikah. This is also the wrong decision. So Allah's Nabi is telling us that every time a person wakes up in the morning, by the evening he will either free himself from Jahannam, or he will either sell himself to Jahannam. He will free himself to Jahannam, or he will sell himself to Jahannam. Subhanallah. So the choices that we have in front of us, that is very critical. Very critical. And we have to be very intelligent. Why is this brother, why is this man talking to me like this? Why does he want to be close to me? Now you have to check the background. Very simple. Is he a believer? Is he not a believer? Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, la tattakhidhul yahood wal nasara awliya. Anyone who has not got Iman in their hearts, don't ever make them your bosom friend. Don't ever make them your... This is not Maulana Muhammad saying to you. Who is saying this? Allah. Of course, we are in this country, we have to do business, we have to go to the doctors, our, you know, professional relationship has to be maintained, we have to be polite, we have to be good in character. All that is good. But we are talking about that lovey-dovey relationship that, you know, he is my best buddy. What is he? This person cannot be your best buddy. Why? Because Allah is saying kufr is filth. Kufr is filth. Mushrik, shirk is filth. And are you going to put filth in your pocket? Pakhana, are you going to put stool in your pocket? Can you do that? No. Then how can you put impurity in your heart? How can you put impurity in your heart? You can't. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, there are only two categories of people. One is a group that is inviting you to Jannah and inviting you to the A'mal of Jannah. And another is a group that is inviting you to Jahannam and inviting you to their way of life, to their values. To their values. Which value are you going to accept? Which way of life are you going to accept? And this is something that we have to say it with our children, especially our children that are going to college, university, bring them to the bayans, or you make, you know, good ta'lim at home, sit with them, talk to them, mashallah, or anything that you have in mind, mashallah, that we can also do. But we have to save the Muslim community until we don't understand that the greatest brand is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi is the greatest name, and the brand that he came up with is what? Sunnah. And if we follow the Sunnah in everything, and Sunnah is not just for men, Sunnah is also for women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers, it's been a long time since we've done muraqabah. So, mashallah, you know, this form of zikr is very, very good. Just for a few minutes, mashallah, you know, to find peace, contentment in the heart. If you close your eyes and, mashallah, the most powerful organ in the body is your heart. Mashallah, think that my heart is also doing the zikr of Allah. And mashallah, even for those few seconds, you will see that it will elevate your Iman. It will strengthen your Iman. Just for a few minutes, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.